This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Singer-songwriter and Grammy nominee Iris DeMent became curious about Russia after adopting a Russian daughter many years ago. While learning about the country that shaped her daughter, Iowa City-based DeMent stumbled across Anna Akhmatova. She's a revered Russian poet who lived through the Revolution and two world wars. Iris DeMent's latest album, The Trackless Woods, turns Akhmatova's poems into lyrics. I recently talked with DeMent over the phone about pairing those lyrics with her own music. She's performing this weekend in Wisconsin.
You led me into the trackless woods.
Do you remember the moment or maybe the passage that you were reading when you realized, like, I need to dig deeper and make something more with this?
I remember crystal clearly the very first poem of hers I read, which is, you know, completely accidental. I was just flipping through a book. I read Like a White Stone. It had maybe 12 lines in it. I had barely finished that poem where I was hearing voices. Somebody walked in that room and said, Iris, set that poem to music.
Like a white stone.
Your lyrics are so personal usually, and I'm wondering how different that process was composing a song and taking someone else's words and putting it to your music.
I'm going to just go out there and say it was completely different. I've never written anything that didn't have the melody present there from the get-go. You know, they say in Nashville terms, the hook line or the title. So I've never glued the two together before. It was a whole different ball game to have someone else's text to, you know, marry a melody to it. When I write lyrics, by and large, I find that very difficult. And I often get very anxious, you know, my heart starts racing. But I didn't feel that way with melody. I mean, that song, Airplane, the first thing I thought when I read that was like Johnny Cash could have written it. Even though she was from a whole other, you know, time and universe as far as culture and all that, I felt like she could have been sitting in my living room and we'd had worlds of things to talk about.
Does the region, does that ever really inspire your songwriting? Because, I mean, here in Madison and through much of Wisconsin, it's very similar to Iowa, so I'm always just curious by regional influence on music.
I've lived in Indiana and in Kansas, and I lived for like 20-some-odd years in Missouri. But I remember that when I moved back to Indiana, the day my boyfriend and I pulled into Indianapolis, it was like 100 degrees in August, and I got out, and the mosquitoes instantly started chewing me up. And it was a really quiet Sunday in this area, you know, with a lot of brick buildings. It was kind of torn down and rough-looking. And I got out, and my hair immediately started sticking to my face, and I'm getting chewed up. And I remember thinking, I will never leave the Midwest. Nothing, what was going on, should draw me to it. I've often wondered if it was some, you know, gene thing, like I spent the first 2 years of my life in that sweaty, mosquito-y, just the air and the sound. I don't know what it was, but I felt instantly at home. So I don't know. I've never had a desire to leave. So I'm sure it influences my writing.
Iris DeMent will be performing at the Stoughton Opera House tomorrow. She'll be back in Wisconsin in June performing at the Mineral Point Opera House.